So, protests have erupted across Pakistan after the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Khan was arrested by security forces at the High Court in the capital, Islamabad. He was there to face corruption charges, which he says are politically motivated. Mobile internet was suspended on government orders as the protests grew. Government offices and schools will be closed nationwide on Wednesday. The army headquarters in Rawalpindi was one of several sensitive sites targeted. In Lahore, demonstrators torched and vandalised the residence of the corps commander. In Peshawar, Balahissar Fort was targeted. That's the headquarters of Pakistan's paramilitary frontier force. Protesters also entered the Hamza camp of Pakistan's spy agency, the Inter-Services Intelligence, or ISI. Andrea van Veek has this report.
Sticks, stones and flames. An outpouring of anger across Pakistan. It's not the government that's the prime target of this fury, but the military. In unprecedented scenes, supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan stormed the army headquarters in Rawalpindi, as well as the paramilitary frontier force headquarters. People are blaming the military for Khan's arrest at a court in Islamabad.
What they have done, is this not hooliganism? Is this not terrorism?
This is the Lahore residence of the top army commander in Punjab. Protesters stormed it and set parts alight, taking out their frustrations on his belongings. Khan had predicted his arrest just before his court appearance.
Let me make it clear, as I'm leaving for Islamabad, they don't need to bring police, rangers, frontier corps and army in great numbers, as it would cost the national treasury a lot. If someone has warrants to arrest me, then come to me with warrants. My lawyers will be there. I'm ready to go to jail.
Shortly after arriving at the court, Khan was dragged out of his car, shoved into another vehicle and driven away. His supporters are calling it an abduction.
It was illegal, and it denotes very clearly that there is no writ of law, that there is no writ of the civilian government, and clearly things are being run in the country on a might is right, and the control is not in the hands of any civilian government at all.
And many have called for nationwide protests.
We are not scared of anyone. We are not afraid of death. We are here and we will be here until they free Imran Khan. We will block the whole of Pakistan.
You can see the fires here. This is a battle for real freedom, which will continue till Imran Khan is freed. No matter how long it takes, days, months or years, we will be standing here till the freedom of Imran Khan.
The government has suspended mobile and broadband internet services as the violence spread across multiple cities. Police have used tear gas and water cannon on crowds of people who are calling Tuesday's events a grave injustice. Andrea van Veek, Al Jazeera.
Osama bin Javed has more now from Islamabad.
Just hours after the arrest of Imran Khan, the High Court in Islamabad has deemed the arrest a legal proceeding, as the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf had been alleging that Imran Khan was abducted from the judicial complex by the National Accountability Bureau and the paramilitary rangers. It is worth noting that Imran Khan is going to be presented at the National Accountability Bureau at 8 a.m. in the morning in Pakistan, which is going to be 0300 GMT. That's when Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf has asked all its workers to gather at the judicial complex to protest against the arrest of Imran Khan, who have been protesting across the country in their hundreds. Public property has been damaged and scenes that we have not seen for years in Pakistan is the military establishment has been challenged by protesters belonging to the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf. They've entered the residences of corps commanders, the military general headquarters and other military residences and building. On its part, the government says that everyone who is going to be found to be ransacking places accused of vandalism is going to be dealt with, according to the interior minister, with an iron hand. So Pakistan plunges deeper into this period of uncertainty as Imran Khan has been arrested. He is going to be taken into remand, according to the National Accountability Bureau, as the proceedings continue, and his party continues to call this a politically motivated saga against a popular leader of Pakistan.